You're listening to The Afternoon Show on KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cozera. You're in for some fun today. Well, Kevin Russell was co-frontman for the genre-bending Americana outfit from Austin, known as The Gourds. Along the way, he'd stockpiled so many other songs he needed an outlet for them. So that outlet he's been performing under since 2006 is his moniker, Shiny Ribs. Well, After a While is the new album from Shiny Ribs. It's a great album. Oregon Music News said this about Shiny Ribs' music. The songs sound like fresh-cut grass in the summer, warm domestic beer, and at times a forlorn sadness that only can be cured by sweet potatoes. Shiny Ribs performs tonight at the Granada Theater. Shiny Ribs, welcome to KXT.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here.
We're absolutely glad to have you today. You know, when I was preparing for your appearance, I read your own record label called you a loose cannon. And I knew immediately I'd like you. So who'd you bring with you today?
We brought the esteemed and always good-natured Mr. Winfield Cheek on the keyboards. And the most dangerous man in show business, Mr. Jeff Brown on the bass. And the great professor of all things groovy, Mr. Keith Langford.
Dr. Langford.
Dr. Langford.
Welcome in. Welcome. I can't wait to hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to do Devil's Song. We always like to start with Devil's Song. That's our customary song. Thank you.
blood and oil and gold. I don't belong in the devil's song. Ooh, I don't belong. I don't belong in the devil's song. I don't belong in the devil's song.
Fantastic. Shiny Ribs live in studio right here at KXT 91.7. Devil's Song, the new album called Well After a While. That was great.
Thanks, Joe.
Where does the name Shiny Ribs come from?
Well, it comes from an old email address I have. Years ago, I got my first computer, and I just visited my nephew, Nicholas, who's now, I think, about to retire. And he grew fast, that one. And he was watching this kid's show called Shiny Time Station, and it always start with, it's shiny time, it's shiny time. Somebody would be yelling it. And so I got home, that was in my head, and I needed to come up with an email address. I was like racking my brain. What am I going to do? Instead of like just saying, you know, an email address with my name in it that people could recognize and would be practical, I had to come up with, you know, something like a band name. And so the Ribs came from a song I had at the time called Dark Is the Ribs. And I was thinking a lot about, you know, the darkness of the ribs inside of us and the male psyche and all of the twisted stuff inside myself. So it's kind of a dark and light, yin yang kind of.
I got you.
Happy, sad, kind of good cop, bad cop name. Yeah, so
your music influences, what are the Bristol Sessions?
Bristol Sessions are the in 1927 Ralph Peer set up shop down in Bristol, Tennessee, and put out the word through various means for all the hillbillies and people around that place to come and record songs. And that's the beginning of the country music industry as we know it, the recording industry of country music. And he discovered among people there the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers, which was like the cornerstone of country music, basically walked in the door, you
right.
know, from off the street.
Who else are you influenced by?
Oh, Leadbelly. I love Leadbelly. Hootie Leadbetter from Shreveport, Morrinsport, Louisiana area. And I love, you know, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, those kind of dudes. And but everything, really. I mean, I love to listen to. I don't really want to plug another radio station, but there's an AM station here in town. When I'm in town,
oh, yeah.
I always check out, and it's Soul 73.
Oh yeah,
I love that era of soul music, and you can't get that anywhere else but here.
Absolutely.
And, and now with KXT, I mean that'd be all you need radio wise.
Did you get that? Mark that down. Excellent. What are we gonna hear next?
Oh, this is gonna be called something called the Poor People's Store. It's about a fictional chain of stores I started in my mind that I love going to those dollar kind of stores, you know, and walking through there and seeing all the weird knockoff stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just, it's great entertainment. And sometimes you can find a good deal. So I was like, if I started my own chain of stores, I'd call it the Poor People Store. One, two, and three, and four. Shoot, doot, doobie-doo. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. Some knockoff jeans with irregular seams. Some chairs made of beans and some beauty creams. Some Christina Aguilera black mascara. Corn tortillas and some brown aloe vera. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. People's Store, where you can get it, shoo-ba-do-ba-do. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where where you can get it. Some socks with flames, some pills for your pain, some razors infused with the essence of rain, a cigarette lighter that says I'm a quitter, and a fish that sings, take me to the river. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. La-da-da-da-do. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. Shubadu, badu, 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 shay. Shubadu, badu, shank, do, do, ba. Oh, ba, shank, ding, ba, dum, boom, ba, boom, ba. Shubadu, ba, boom, ba, boom. Some pantyhose, no doughs. I suppose there's even some clothes that you wear well and make you smell the smell you smell when you get out of jail. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. La-da-da-da-do-do. You can get more at the Poor People's Store. The Poor People's Store, where you can get it. Shubba-dubba-do. You can get more. On down.
Right on, Poor People's Store. Shiny Ribs live here in the studio at KXT 91.7, the new album called Well After a While. You're playing ukulele on that song.
Mm-hmm.
How many instruments do you play?
One at a time, but generally, I don't know. I've as many stringed instruments as I can count. I play anything with strings on it, basically. I'm not so great at the steel guitar. But I can play banjo, you know, mandolin, guitar, ukulele, all that kind of stuff.
That sounds great, too.
Yeah.
You've had some other, you know, really great musicians come in and play. And who came in to help on the on your new album?
Oh, well, in addition to this great band, who really went beyond, well, above and beyond helping me make this record, we had Mark Rubin of former Bad Livers fame. And also, he used to be in Killbilly in Dallas. You might, that's where I know okay. Mark from. When I lived in Dallas, I knew the Killbilly guys. We had Michael Fracasso. We had Ray Wiley Hubbard came in and sing on it. Phoebe Hunt from the Belleville Outfit, who was just a great fiddle player. If you hadn't heard of Belleville Outfit, I'm sure they play around here. Yeah, go check them out. There were a bunch of young kids, and they're all just amazing musicians. They'll blow your mind. So,
Ray Wiley Hubbard's producer produced your album.
That's right. George Reeve, who, yeah, produced Ray's last record, A, Enlightenment, B, Enlightenment. Hint, there is no C.
Know that? Okay, now I have a Gourds question for you, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
And I owe you some money, actually. Hey. And you're going to know why after I tell you this.
Awesome.
I've played the piano bar circuit all across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri. And one of the top songs requested was the Gourds cover of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that song probably every night I performed on the piano.
By yourself on the piano?
Yeah, yeah. Get a little help from the other piano player.
Oh, that's awesome.
That song, how did it come about?
You know, I had just visited my sister, Erin, who lives up in Denton, on a Christmas break. And this is back in the 90s sometime, back in the gay 90s. And I came home with some rap music. She turned me on to Doggy Style and the Chronic rap record. So seminal records. I mean, those are both awesome records.
Absolutely.
And, So I came home, and you know, it comes from Johnny Cash, his influence over me, with the idea that he always said, if it's a great song, I want to do it. I don't care what kind of song it is. A great song is a great song. He didn't care about labels or anything, and he would sing
absolutely
songs off the cuff that you wouldn't expect. Dylan does it as well, you know. So I was like, why can't I do that song? I said, I really shouldn't rap, you know, that's not a good idea. But but I was like, I could put a melody to those words, and And that's how it happened.
It was great, and people would request that song. They'd say Gin and Juice, but they didn't want Snoop's version. They wanted your version.
Yeah, they wanted the music, the melodic version.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I owe you a few bucks. I made a lot of money off that song. How about one more song from your new album?
Okay, we'll do one more song. This one is the one that Ray Wiley sings on. He sings on the bridge. And he was thrilled to be able to do it. He said, nobody ever asked me to sing on their records. I said, well, you asked me to sing on yours, so you got to sing on mine.
Shiny Ribs live in studio
Shiny
at KXD.
Shiny Ribs, here we go.
Yes, Shiny Ribs, live in studio here at KXT 91.7. East Texas Rust, the song from the new album, Well After a While. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks very much for being here, too, everybody.
Yeah, thanks to KXT, man. Doing a great job here in Dallas.
Shiny Ribs, our guest in studio today, new album called Well After a While. You can see Shiny Ribs tonight in Dallas at the Granada Theater. The show starts tonight at 7. I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to KXT 91.7 Music to the Core.